Our Lady is the shortcut to reach God, said Padre Pio to a spiritual son. In today's video, you will hear about Padre Pio's love for Our Lady and his trips to the Sanctuary of Our Lady of Lourdes. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio on the Threshold of Paradise by Saverio Gaeta. Gaeta shares a testimony that highlights Padre Pio's deep love for the Virgin Mary, which he often referred to as his Heavenly Mother. Here's the story. One of the ways Padre Pio expressed his love for the Virgin Mary was through his devotion to the painting of the high altar in the old church. This painting depicts Our Lady of Grace cradling the baby Jesus in her loving arms. Every year, during the customary festivities, when the beloved image was carried in a grand procession, Padre Pio couldn't bear to see the empty altar. To him, it felt as if the church itself became empty, and he experienced a deep sense of loneliness. As you can see in this photograph, the painting is quite large. It would be hard not to notice the empty spot above the altar. It would surely seem like something is missing. During one of these yearly processions on a Sunday in September 1965, the church was filled with the faithful who had gathered for Mass. After receiving the final blessing, all the faithful remained in the church, eagerly awaiting the return of the painting. Padre Pio, also remaining in his place to offer a prayer, caught the attention of Don Galeone. Don Galeone, initially hesitant to approach, observed Padre Pio suddenly jump up and lean against the choir railing, letting out an unexpected cry. "I thought he was yelling at someone, so I was afraid to approach him," said Don Galeone, recalling the moment. However, curiosity got the better of him, and he mustered the courage to get a closer look. What he witnessed was truly astonishing. Padre Pio was in tears, shedding them like a child who had been left alone at home and suddenly sees his beloved mother returning. Overwhelmed with emotion, Padre Pio repeatedly exclaimed, "My mamina, my mamina." At that moment, Don Galeone couldn't help but be amazed. Padre Pio, who stood tall as a father figure to all of them, appeared so small, vulnerable, and utterly human at the feet of the heavenly Mamina. It was clear that Our Lady held a special place in Padre Pio's heart, going beyond mere devotion. She was like a second, or perhaps even like the first mother to him. Now let me share another intriguing aspect of Padre Pio's connection with Our Lady. Like any good son who occasionally wishes to embrace his mother, Padre Pio is sometimes bilocated to Lourdes. For those that did not know, Padre Pio had the extraordinary ability to bilocate. His presence could be in two places at once. Many testified to witnessing Padre Pio appearing in different places despite physically remaining in the convent. Padre Pio once confided in Father Rosario about his youthful longing to visit Lourdes in person. However, his desire gradually faded away. The turning point came when Padre Pio shared his vivid dream of Lourdes with someone who had actually been there. To his surprise, the person assured him that his dream perfectly aligned with the reality of Lourdes. It was as if Padre Pio had already experienced the sacred site firsthand through divine revelation. From that moment on, Padre Pio's need to physically make the pilgrimage diminished. After some time, Father Rosario reminded Padre Pio of his alleged visit to Lourdes during his sleep. In response, Padre Pio declared, "But no, I wasn't sleeping, I was awake." Let me share another delightful anecdote that further highlights Padre Pio's unique connection to Lourdes. One night in July 1968, just 3 months before Padre Pio's passing, Father Onorato Marucci sought Padre Pio's blessing as he prepared for a pilgrimage to Lourdes. After Father Onorato shared his plans with Padre Pio, He kindly extended his invitation. "Do you want to come visit Our Lady with me?" Padre Pio responded, "I am old now, and I don't go anywhere. I've been there many times." Taken aback by Padre Pio's response, Father Honorato expressed his disbelief, exclaiming, "What are you saying? You never left the convent. Now you're telling me lies." Padre Pio explained, No, you don't go to Lourdes only by train or by car. You can go by other paths as well." Though Father Honorato may not have fully understood the true meaning behind Padre Pio's words at the time, this encounter left a strong impression. It further illuminated the extraordinary nature of Padre Pio's spiritual gifts and his profound connection to Our Lady. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find a link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.